Hello.
Hello, Bill. I'm sorry to hear
Hello.
about your mother-in-law.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was
A surprise, or
well, she's been struggling medically for the last few years, so
yeah.
it was one of those things. We're at the age now where our parents are getting older and these things
Yeah,
happen.
it
So it's,
sucks.
yeah, it's sad, but she's, out of her misery now, so
Yeah.
not suffering anymore.
Yep, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was this week. Yeah, so it's been a bit of a rough week, but that's life, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. There's good and there's bad, and that's
Yeah,
part of life.
we did have a good day yesterday. We saw my side of the family. This was something
Yeah.
that had been planned already, so but we decided to go, for the change of pace, I guess.
Yeah.
So got to see everyone, which was the first time seeing like my cousins since before the pandemic, so that was fun.
Yeah. I hear you're getting some bad weather out there. What's like tornadoes and stuff? What's going on?
Yeah, we did have some tornadoes this week. They didn't come up as far as us. They stayed a little further south and west. But the town that they hit is only maybe like a half hour drive from here. So
Yeah.
it's scary. We did have the it was about like, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night, something like that. Maybe a little later when the heard the tornado si warning sirens go off. So we went down to the basement. But they stopped after about 15 minutes, so
Yeah, that's crazy. Barb was showing me the video, and the sirens are going off in Chicago, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Because usually you don't see tornadoes in the middle, like city. Usually
yeah,
see usually
they're
see them
further out.
like in the rural areas,
Yeah.
or yeah, where there's more flat.
Yeah, further out, yeah.
Yeah, so it's weird.
And I don't think it touched down for very long, but it doesn't have, I guess it doesn't have to touch down for very long for it to be bad, so to do damage.
Yeah, and I guess you've been getting a lot of rain. Is that true?
Yeah, the last few days is, well, yeah, it's stupid because like so far this summer and the sp in later spring and summer it's been like totally dry. Have to water the grass because it's so dry. And then the last few days it's just been raining, and then the rest of the week it's possibility of rain like every day, so it's
That's kind of like the way it's been here. We've had a really gloomy weekend. And I barely got home in time to. I had like a window of opportunity to mow the grass
yeah,
just before rain.
sneak it
And
in.
I got it in. I left work early and I got it in. And sure enough, it was raining in the later afternoon.
That's what I'm going to try to do tonight because right now it's not predicted to rain, so I'm going to try and get
Yeah,
it
it's
get them all in.
hard to mow grass with wet grass too.
Yeah.
Sticks to the blade and makes it miserable. But I was just watching a video because I follow Challenger's Comics,
Okay.
and he was filming like I guess their front door, going into the store. I've never been there, but it's raining into their store. They have like buckets at the door,
Oh
and I'm
goodness.
like, wow, it's coming down pretty hard there.
Yeah, there must have been. Yeah, yesterday it was really coming down hard for
Yeah.
that's it was one of those days where the sidewalk was just like a river going by
Yeah.
on the sidewalk, so we didn't get any flooding or anything here in our house, so that was good.
Have you ever been to Challenger's Comics?
I have not. They have two locations, right?
No, they have one now. They
Oh,
closed
did
the
they
other
shut down
one. It
one?
was a COVID shutdown. But
Oh, that's right.
prior to COVID, it wasn't doing well. I guess they tried to put it like in I can't remember where it was. They called it Blue, Challenger's Blue,
That was
but
the
I,
more downtown one.
yeah, it was more downtown, and
Yeah.
they thought they, their strategy was, oh, we'll get all this business like traffic because people, walk
Yeah,
around here all
going
the
to work
time.
and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it even before COVID, it wasn't like panning out the way they thought, Like people weren't like walking by and stopping in.
No one cares about the comics.
Yeah.
That was a valiant effort.
Sounds like their landlord sucked over there though too. Like they took him to court and everything because of the COVID. And the way
Oh,
those guys
yeah.
were is we'll just pay our way out of it. So they ended up having to pay for whatever their agreement was. I think they got something off, but kind of sucks.
Oh, you mean rather than pay for the
Yeah, plus they
court
had their
stuff?
store broken into at COVID.
Yeah, I
That
remember that.
particular store, their
That was
window
like
busted and
early
then
on, right?
yeah. That's when the there were all those protests because of other things. It wasn't COVID
Oh,
protests,
that's
but
right. Yeah, that was the
the
protests.
racial protests, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, it's been a hell of a year. I can't even
Yeah,
remember. It all blurs together. It's like, did that all happen like in the last year?
yeah.
So much.
Well, I had a good vacation.
Yeah, I saw that you
Yeah, we
were
were up in
out.
Breckenridge,
Yeah.
and my brother has a timeshare that he gets every other year, and he extended, I guess, his timeshare to 4 bedrooms. So like it had four, it was like it's like four connecting rooms, and it was his family. Me and Barb, my mom and dad, and then his sister-in-law's family.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a pretty good time. I like vacations like that that are sort of mellow and the real we only had a couple of plans really, and then we were off doing our own thing kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I saw some of your pictures. I don't remember what they were of.
Yeah, it was horseback riding was the
Oh,
highlight,
that's
I
right, the
think.
horse back. That's
Yeah,
right. You broke
yeah.
the poor horse's back. I
Yeah,
forgot about
I almost killed the horse
that.
and myself. I was terrified like the
Yeah,
first 10 minutes.
was that your first
I
time
was telling
horseback
Barb
riding?
if I could change it, I would have just bailed. Like no, it was my second time.
Okay.
The first time I had like a bad experience because my horse was ornery. Like it
Yeah.
just I couldn't get it to
Couldn't
do what
do
I
the,
wanted it to do.
yeah,
And then
couldn't
it
get the
was
horse.
like a trail that they call head to toe, like or tail to I don't know what they call it, but you basically ride
Nips to tail or something.
yeah. You ride in a row. And the thing I liked about this one, it was like open field. Like you had some of that tail, head to toe,
Yeah. Oh,
tail
but
to
you could
head,
like
whatever,
stray.
nose to tail, Barb says, but sleep head to toe, it's like Seinfeld.
Nose to
There's no sex
to
if you
nose.
do head to toe, but your genitals still align.
That's right. Forgot about that
But yeah, it was pretty cool. I ended up liking it quite a bit. It
Oh,
was
that's good.
very scary and peaceful and I don't know, out kind of range of emotions.
Exhilarating. That's cool. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
good. Give you some good memories.
Yeah. I
Did your
think I
whole
would
family go on that one, or just you and
just me,
Barb?
Barb, my dad. My dad said he'd never do it again because of his knees. Like, because your
How to...
knees are in a certain position. It was an hour and a half. So
Oh, just
we
okay, just the way
we
they were
rode for a long time and
positioned.
he's got bad knees.
Yeah, I guess you do have to use your knees because you have your foot in the stirrups and you're like
Yeah,
pushing
because he had
down.
that streptococcus thing in his knee, you remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so he had all that surgery and
Yeah.
but he did all right. I mean, he just wouldn't
Just
do it again.
afterwards, yeah,
Yeah, he's
afterwards.
kind of realized I'm
Had to
old. I
pay
don't want
for
to do this again.
it. Yeah. Too old to ride a horse. That's it gives you you gotta give your props to the old cowboys out there who are
Yeah, we
still
had
riding.
a cowboy that was awesome. Like he was a true cowboy, man. He was like a Sam Elliott guy.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he kept telling the same damn stories over and over again. He was making people laugh. He was like, "You want some natural medicine? You can like stop here and cut off a piece of aspen and chew on it. And then he was telling us about how he trained the FBI back when comets were coming towards the Earth.
Whoa.
Those solar flares, yeah.
Also, there's. So he saved us all.
It's like some kind of conspiracy thing. I don't know what's going on. But he was gruff, man. And he was like, he was like all dark and tan because he rides so much.
Right, like
Has a
yeah, so
cowboy house.
skin
Most
is leather.
bull-legged guy that I've ever seen.
Right.
Like he couldn't put his legs together if you pushed
Forced
them
them, yeah.
together. Yeah, they were like wide. Yeah, I liked him. Some people said he was annoying because he kept
Constantly
telling people
flipper.
the same stories, and then he wouldn't follow the woman was young, the one that took us on the trail. She's been riding since she was like 5 years old, and she was getting so mad at him because I guess when they're riding with you, they're supposed to be riding in your like in back of you, not in front, not leading you or anything, but riding in back of you. So if something happens, they
Yeah,
can
so they
ride
can,
forward. They
yeah,
see
they can
what
watch the
happens.
horse, yeah.
And this guy kept riding in the front, telling his stories, and she was getting all pissed off. But it was cool because it was like open field. You get to go through water. You go through rocks. You ride in trees. Like we went into the aspens, and you can't really see much of a trail. But yeah, it was pretty neat. And the ho this is like a hotel, but it's like all timeshares. And we were at like the top of the mountain. It was very interesting. Like in the back of the hotel, there's lifts, you know, to ski. You could see all the ski lifts.
Yeah. How'd you get up to the hotel?
We drove.
Oh, you can just drive up to
Yeah, you drive up to him.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't want to come back.
How long were you out there for the week
All
or?
I could think of is there's so many people there that are rich, man, in Breckenridge. And it's like, you could just like, and there's so many retirement people, you could just tell. And I'm like, God, I want to retire so bad.
You just, I know.
Oh my
I hear
God,
you. I
it's
hear
just
you.
like, I could just sit there and like, I just think about it. Like, I become obsessed with it, you know?
It's coming.
I want to retire, but I don't want to retire and die so much, you know. Like I really don't want that to happen because I've worked so goddamn hard in my life, and then to not get to reap the benefit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and that happens a lot, so. Or yeah, because either you retire and then something happens and you medically and then you end up dying a few years later, or
Or you're not healthy to enjoy it.
yeah, you're something happens and then you don't die, but
You can't walk, for instance, or
yeah,
something.
medically you have issues. And luckily, my mom is still going strong, so she appears to have the longevity gene because she's as, you know, quick-witted as ever. So I'm hoping I inherited
You have the
that,
same
yeah,
gene.
that I inherited that gene, the longevity gene.
Well, you could have the longevity gene and still
Oh, it still fall
have
apart,
something happen. You
yeah.
can be on, you know, the side of a balcony at a hotel room and the whole thing collapses, you know.
Let's say you could fall off your horse and
It's,
have it step on you.
yeah. I kept thinking of that. It's so weird because when you look at a picture, you don't look like it doesn't look like you're that high up. But when you're on the horse, it feels like you're really high up. And you're like, if I fall to the right or left, one of my legs is going to stay in the stirrup
Right, and you'd be
And I'm
hanging.
and I'm gonna
You'd be
hang,
dragged along the
and
ground.
it's one leg is gonna detach from my body, like it's gonna come off, and then I'm gonna land on my head, and my one leg will be still in the stirrup, and the
Yeah,
horse will
the
keep
horse
on
will run
going.
off into the ash.
Yeah, and the other part of my body will just be dragging. You know, like I was like, oh man.
And then the horse behind you will step on you
Yeah.
because they won't be able to stop in time. Oh.
It's weird how they move too, 'cause there's like these huge holes in the ground, like gopher holes and stuff, and it's like a horse just knows not to step in the holes. You're like,
Oh, how they can navigate
yeah,
the.
how they navigate
Yeah, especially their back legs, because they
fields.
can't see their back legs, but
Yeah.
they know how to avoid stuff and where to step, especially like going over rocks and stuff. Like,
Yeah.
how are they doing that?
There was one where I had to. They put me in the front. I was leading the whole pack of horses through the aspen trees,
Oh boy,
and
that is a mistake.
I couldn't tell. Well, it was because it was like the most paranoid guy is leading the pack, and I'm like, I didn't know to go left or right, and then, for that matter, I'm sort of hard of hearing too, so it's like bad if they yell something, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I
They're
was
like,
I
left,
don't
left, and you're
I
like,
couldn't
I
see
don't
a,
know.
I couldn't see a trail, and there was one. I decided to go down this one, and there was this huge tree that had fallen on the path that looked like, and my horse just went over it. And I was like, how's he gonna get over this thing? This thing's pretty high up.
He jump?
No, he just walked over it.
That'd be awesome if he jumped.
Oh, that'd have been terrifying. And you're not like strapped in or anything, so it's like I'm holding on for my life. I
One
wanted a
of the
safety belt or
knob.
something. Like I could slide easily off of this thing.
Yeah, you need one of those, what are they called? It's like they use for bungee jumping. Just strap you in.
Yeah, just strap me in and
Put
let
a
the
bungee
horse
cord to the
drag my
horse in case you
ass.
fall
Let
off.
the horse drag me back to base. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Where's Breckenridge anyway? I've heard of it, but.
It's in Colorado and it's, I guess, north of us. North, is it northwest? Breckenridge is northwest of Colorado Springs and west of Denver.
Okay.
Yeah, east of Vail and Aspen, so. Yeah, it's a ski town.
That was a
Like,
home
there's
of
like no
ski
McDonald's
resorts.
there. All the houses in that area are like $500,000 for 700 square feet.
For how much? Say it again.
Half a million
For how much?
for 700 square feet.
That's too small.
It's a pretty rich area.
I won't be able to retire there.
No. But maybe you'll get a timeshare and you can go there once a year. Although my brother said he wouldn't recommend it because he said that you have to pay like your yearly dues, like, and you only get to go every other year, and you have to go during your time. You can trade
Right.
it for another site, like if you went to New Mexico or Florida or something like that, but
Yeah.
you're and then trying to sell it back, usually sell it at a loss.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've stayed away from that type of thing. Yeah, it seems to me I'd rather just, be able to decide where I want to go and then just go and rent a place or whatever, rather than be stuck with something I have to use.
Yep.
Especially with Airbnbs now, that type of thing.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Housing in general is like ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been
Cause
a interesting.
I've been thinking of seriously thinking of buying another house, but not selling this one. In other words, buying a house in a location where I'm going to retire and rent out that house, and then when I'm ready to retire, sell this one and then move into that one. Doing that kind of thing.
That's a good idea, but it's a bad time to buy
Yeah, it's
it.
horrible. But it's that way everywhere. It's like, it's nuts.
Yeah, it's because there's not a lot of houses available, and
And a lot of people bought.
the price of materials is going up, so
Yeah.
new places are even more expensive.
Lumber's coming down finally.
Oh, is it? Have they started to
Yeah.
get the distribution chains back up? And yeah, I mean, I figured it was temporary. It's just a matter of like once things started up again, there was a big initial flood of orders and stuff, and the manufacturers were like, "Wait a second, we're not ready for this yet.
Yeah.
We gotta ramp back up again. We can't just all of a sudden have everything available."
Right. And
So.
everything is busy too. Like when they started opening up things again, it's like restaurants are like full to capacity. It's like
It's like
crazy.
that here too. Well, we've been to Great America a few times the last few weeks. And the first couple of times we went, you had to like put in a reservation because they were like spacing people out throughout the day when they came in.
Right.
And I would say maybe like 50% of the people were wearing masks back then. I can't remember what the actual rules were at the time. No, yeah, I can't remember
If you
the
had
first
your
time we
shot,
went.
maybe you didn't have to, but
I think actually the first time I think we went, I think you had to wear a mask, so most
so
people
it's
were
like
wearing
mandatory
masks.
mask unless you're eating or something like that, right?
But then like the last couple of times we went, that's when Illinois opened up, and it's masks are only recommended if you haven't been vaccinated, but
Yeah.
not you don't but not required, and masks are obviously not required if you're vaccinated. So pretty much there's no one wearing a mask there any now.
Yeah.
It's COVID is gone, apparently.
Are you back at work now or still working from home?
I'm still working from home. They haven't
Called
said that
everybody
we need
back.
to go in. Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting it any day.
Yeah.
So I'll still be working from home. I'll do a split schedule now. It's
Ah.
weird though, because at the beginning of the pandemic, I didn't like working at home and I wanted to be back in the office.
Now
And
you don't
now
want to go
I,
back.
yeah, now I like being at home. I don't want to go back in the office. It's like,
Never adapted because I had to go into the office.
yeah,
But I
you
did
know,
work a few
so.
days from home and I hated it, but I never had a chance to adapt,
Right.
if that makes any sense. I
Yeah, you
never
need
had like
time to figure out your routine.
enough time to make a decision.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't have the setup. I mean, I would have to buy multiple monitors, and it made me less efficient.
Right. Yeah, no, you
I'm used to
definitely need
having
to.
like four monitors and two systems, and I don't know, it's hard habit to break. As a tester, I can't imagine because this unit testing stuff, I have to have an IDE up and then a document up and then something else up so I can do my work.
Yeah, I
So,
have the
yeah.
two monitors, so I can do it with two monitors.
Yeah.
As long as they're big enough. And then
But
I just remote
anyway,
to other machines.
we read a lot of comic books.
We do. We have some good ones.
I really like this batch.
That was a good
There was
batch.
only one book that I didn't like. That
I think I liked all of them.
Maybe you can convince me to at least like it, but there's one book that I gave a 2 out of 5. I just
My
couldn't.
goodness.
I did not like it at all, and I want to terminate it. I want to apply all this retirement and stuff and seeing like how much I have and how much space I have has got me thinking. And one of the things that I did
Oh
with my
boy.
last order,
Yes.
my last order that I cut down significantly, like I dropped, I think it was like 500 bucks off my order,
Woo.
is I just
You
I
dropped
cut
more
out.
than my entire order was.
Yeah, I cut, I just cut collected editions except for the Epic.
Ah, interesting.
So
Well, what collected editions?
why well,
Like the
there were
DC stuff?
omnibuses and stuff and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
Like the reason I did that, and it was easy to do, at least logically, is I already have the material in most of the cases.
Sure.
And almost in all of those cases, the material that I cut was available digitally,
Right.
like through Marvel Unlimited or the DC app. So it just made sense. Like it,
Right.
like
So
although I love the omnibus experience, like I love it, like it'll take me a month to read a whole omnibuy. And that's not including like reading all the other issues that I'm getting.
Right. That's the problem I have with those. It's like it's such an investment. It's like you got to really commit to reading them. And yeah, because you have other stuff to read, it's going to take a while. That's what, and I do understand that philosophy. I mean, because what you're saying is that if you want to read that stuff, you can read it digitally. And even if you want to read it physically, you do have the comics, so you can always dig those out and read them physically if you want to read them physically.
Right.
That's what, so for the collected, what I try to do is if there's like something that I absolutely love and I want like on my shelf so I can, you know, stare at it and maybe flip through it every once in a while, then I'll get it in the omnibus form. But otherwise, yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
It's like
there'll be
takes up a
some
lot of
ex.
space and it weighs a
Yeah.
lot, and do I really, does it make the cut, basically?
Yeah, there'll be some exceptions because, like, there's some Golden Age material that I know they won't put in digital, you know, like,
Right.
and if I could get a collected edition of it, I might go for it. So there are some rules that I'm breaking, and
Right.
I'm still in the Epic world as a completist, the Epic collections, but it saved me a lot of money, and then I got to thinking, you know, you've told me this in the past as we're going through previews and stuff, but like, why are you getting all these variants, right? Like, and then my like engineering brain went
Right, so
on, right?
that's like
My
the easiest
engineering
thing to
brain,
drop.
well, my engineering brain said one side of it is I really like the variants, and they're usually worth more money. But
Yes.
then I started to think, what's the one thing you hate to do? I hate to sell
Sell
comics on
comics.
eBay. I hate
Yeah.
it. I hate
Yeah.
it. You have to like package them up. You have to, and then you might have a jackass buyer, right? So I don't want to spend the time doing that.
Right,
So
just right, because say you have a variant that's worth, I don't know, $20, and you paid $10. So between like fees and the time it's going to take you to package it and
it's the
potential
time.
problems,
For me, it's the
it's like,
time.
yeah, exactly. So if you're putting
Time
in
is
two,
precious.
yeah, you're putting in an hour of work and you're making $10, it's like, wait a second, I'm
That's not
not,
worth
I
it.
wait, I make way more than $10 an hour. My time is worth way more than that, so.
Yeah, it's not worth it. So then that kicked all of the variants off. Like that's gonna save a lot more money. And
Like
then I'm
across the board, are there exceptions for like
No, I'm
Spawn
even
or
do I'm
Savage
even
Dragon?
well, okay, there's exceptions for Spawn and Savage Dragon. That's it. Like I just got a bunch of Spawn universes. I think it was like five covers at $9.99 cover price. It's like a lot. But there are very but they're going to be very few exceptions. Like I'm not going to do all the covers for Ninjas versus Robots anymore, you know. I'm not
What
going to
about
do
the
that.
dynamite stuff? Well, you've already started to cut down
Well,
on those.
the dynamite, I was already going nuts because I was getting all those FOC variants.
Oh, I forgot about those.
And I told Ed, cut the cord, man. It was
Enough is
becoming
enough.
like a cost pit. Even though they were like 1 in 30s and like incentive variants, I was like, nah, I don't want to do this for cover price. I just didn't want to do it anymore. And it's because, well, two things. I've never been a Virgin variant cover guy. I like the logo on there.
Yeah, me too. It's a comic book, goddamn
Yeah.
it.
And then I with the exception of the Spawn, the Spawn cover that I got was the 1 in 60, which was, it looks like an
Sure.
art page.
Oh,
Like
yeah, that one's fantastic, though.
well, with the exception of that one, I don't care for the black and white ones. Do you, like I they're
Yeah,
kind of nice to see the process, but it's like I don't need to have that. Like, I don't
Right.
want that.
I agree with that. The only black and whites I cared about getting were the spawns, but that was because the interiors were also black and white,
Yeah.
which made it basically a different comic entirely.
Right.
But if it's just just the cover.
So yeah, that's and when I tell you like my total cost, I never tell people like the total cost, but it's that plus Ed's. Do you know
Right.
when I go to the LCS and I was doing like variants up the wazoo, so it was a lot of books, and then I spend a lot of fucking time putting them in the database because the database doesn't have like these
Oh, all
FOC
the
variants. That's time consuming.
Yeah.
You have to enter in all the data and go through all that and then scan the barcode in and then submit it, and I'm
But
like,
does
I
that
don't want
piss
to
you
do
off?
that.
Like you're doing their work for them.
Not really. It doesn't piss me off for an FOC variant because it's like they shouldn't have to do that. But it does when they never do the Epic collections, and I end up doing those by hand, and the Epic collections are harder to do because you have multiple artists and writers, and I like that information in there.
Oh, so you
And
gotta
then
add all
you
the
usually have
tags.
to put in the notes like collecting issues Incredible Hulk, like number 129 through 165,
Yeah,
plus annual number
they
one,
should put
plus
in that.
Marvel team up this. And I let you have to put all that information because if you don't have that, you don't know what is in the collected edition. Like, that's important info, metadata for me,
Right. Yeah, if you're using that as your primary
Yeah.
source of information, sure, certainly.
And then my dad went into the basement and he goes, "Oh my God, son." He goes,
It's like we have to talk.
he, no, he just says, "You need a bigger house." He says, "I know you love this stuff, but this is ridiculous." He's like, and then it got me thinking, like, "Oh my God, I can't just keep extending pods, so I gotta reduce something."
You mean the storage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah, I
there's a
mean.
lot of strategies that I'm thinking about. The only ones that I acted on so far are the variant covers and the collected editions. But I also want to employ another strategy that will be easy for me to do. I want to read number ones like right away. Because like in this batch of comics, we had a lot of good ones, but there was one I didn't like at all.
Right.
And I
So you can cut the cord
Yeah, I could cut it
now.
early, like
Yeah.
early. I might be have I be might be 2 issues, 3 issues committed, but I could cut the cord early.
Right. So you don't end up with a 10-issue run
Yeah.
of something you don't
And if I
want.
read it right away, I might only be 1 issue in because you know how they let you edit your order up to a certain date.
Yeah, you'd
So,
pull
yeah.
something.
So I think I need you to talk about something for like 5 minutes, 'cause man, I drank 3 cups of tea that Barb made. She made cherry. What was it? Cherry what?
One of your fancy new teas.
And bee pollen. Yeah, she combined
Oh,
those
yeah, bee
two,
pollen.
cherry and bee pollen, and I drank 3 loads of tea this morning.
Bee pollen's
So,
good for your wiener.
well, I'm. That's why I need to pee it out. I need to get that
Get the
going.
bee pollen through there,
Yeah.
yeah.
So talk for like 5, 2 minutes, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about. I'm having similar problems as Mike in the space department, although I haven't taken the additional step that he has, where he's gotten the storage unit to store a lot of his stuff. But in my basement is where I keep the trades. Well, I guess in the office I have shelves with trades, but then all the stuff that doesn't fit on the shelves I put in the basement. And what I've done there is the stuff that I love the most and that means the most to me is on the shelves in the office, and then the rest of the stuff is in the basement. But I filled up the shelves in the basement, so now I need to do something. So I need to have more, I need to put some more shelves in the basement, but there's no room for any more shelves in the basement. And I do have some shelves that have some old, like, boxes of action figures, so I could potentially sell some of those or move some of those, but it's just kind of a mess. And then in my office for the singles, I'm totally out of room, and I don't really want to put singles in the basement, so it's a conundrum what to do. So I have to figure that out. And I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Luckily, I mean, one of the, benefits of the the pandemic is I haven't been buying as many back issues from conventions as I normally do. So my number of comics hasn't significantly increased over the past year other than the new stuff. So, but even that, I mean, that's still a constant inflow of comics, so. Such struggles we have as comic collectors, but they're good problems to have, I guess, right? And there's Mike.
Are you there?
I'm here.
How did you do as a solo podcaster? Did you, like, light it up?
I was talking all about my... I'm not going to say what I was just thinking.
Oh, about your cock? I was talking about
my
penis.
Yes. No, I was continuing our discussion of comic storage and the issues.
Are you getting to a point?
I've been to the point where I need to... My biggest problem is the single issues, because I filled up all my shelves in my office. I don't really want to put single issues in the basement, but I think I'm going to have to break down and start putting them down there.
And then you run out of space down there.
Yeah, I'm already out of space in the basement. That's what I was saying. All my shelves are full, but I do have some shelves that have, like, action figure boxes. So maybe I can do something with those to get rid of them. Sell them or... I don't know. I have to look through those, see what I have. Discard.
That's probably what I'll sell.
Doesn't mean as much to me.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll sell first. Is okay. Rob and Chris Ivy keep texting me. I'll probably sell my toys and statues first.
Yeah.
Because at some point in retirement, you're going to want to be a minimalist.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. I don't think I am. I don't think it's in my nature at all. But I guess you're right. Once I'm old and I can't even lift the comic box anymore.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do with all this bullshit?
And you have long boxes, man. Oh, my God. You're digging your grave early.
I can't switch the short boxes. I don't have enough room. I need a bigger house. We need to retire and then just get a mansion. And just have rooms full of combo.
In a perfect world, boxes. That would be... If we knew we couldn't live together, that would be the ideal situation. Because... Imagine if we lived together, we could take care of each other. In other words, there's things that you'd have to look out for each other. And it'd be good if we were all in the same place.
That's right.
Me,
When
you,
one of us
Daryl,
is,
Keith, everybody, one of us.
when one of us is lifting a comp box, the other ones can like
Yeah.
monitor to make sure nothing happens.
Or help. I'll
Oh
lift
yeah,
one
you
end.
grab one.
I'll
Four
lift the other end.
of us can lift the comic
Yeah.
box,
Or
and the
we
other.
make this contraption for our little machines that we have to, like, because we can't walk anymore. Or we just, like, drag them along. We can engineer something in between our carts.
We'll just have a little cart behind our wheelchairs with a comic box on it at all
Yeah.
times.
Our little motorized scooters have V8s in them, so they're real high powered. You can like load them with 20 comic boxes.
Be awesome. We just have each have a short box that we can drag around behind us, and we can just keep our favorite comics in it. They're always with
Yeah.
us.
So can we talk about the one book that
That
I
you didn't
really didn't
care
grab
for?
me?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find it. It was the Ballad of Something or the Broken Souls
Ballad of Broken
Ballad.
Souls. Let me try and
It,
find it.
I did not understand this at all, nor did I sort of understand why it was a black caravan, which is supposed to be horror, other than this guy's like some kind of mutated werewolf.
Yeah, they got monsters in it.
Yeah, he's a mutated werewolf, and the other one's like a mutant that he
I can't
looks like you
find it.
could put
Oh,
protoplasm
there it
around him.
is. Broken Souls Ballad. You're right. This is by Massimo Rossi, who has written for Amigo. And maybe Behemoth, I don't remember. I think he's Italian, maybe, and illustrated by Ludovica Seringati. Yeah, and like Mike said, this is a Black Caravan, so Scouts Black Caravan, which is their horror line, I believe, or their darker line. Nice cover on this cover stock.
Yeah,
Me
it's
help me make
interest
notes on this.
an interesting cover stock because it's like a thick cover stock like Aftershock would do, but they Aftershock raises the price a buck and this
That's
and
true.
so does DC and this was $3.99.
True. Yeah,
And
so
Barb made me a burrito, so I'm
oh,
trying to
that's
hit the mutes.
you the burrito. So I'll start to talk about this. So this is about so this opens with this kid who's 16 and he looks like he's had the shit beaten out of him. He's got like a black eye and his nose is bleeding. And then yeah, he's in the bathroom, he kind of crunches over and he's looking in the mirror and like this little like wolf head like starts to pop out of his head and he like almost throws up and he's starting to freak out. And then he goes in back into the main room and it appears that this he's stay the dude he's staying with, and I don't remember what the relationship is with
I
him and
thought it
the
was
dude.
his. I thought it was his father.
Yeah, it might be his father, but he's like mean and he's like he's taking off his belt to beat the shit out of him. But then like this wolf head like starts to pop out of him.
What's with the music and the piano, though? That was like
Yeah,
weird.
someone's playing the piano. Yeah, I don't know. Do we ever find out who's playing the piano? Oh, it's the.
And there's a lot of lyrics. You're reading a lot of lyrics.
Yeah, and one thing I don't like, and I see you see this in various comics where they use this whatever strat not strategy. I see a lot of times in comics where they quote song lyrics, and I assume they're trying to recreate like a soundtrack or whatever that's going on, but I swear it never does anything for me. A lot of times I just skim it because, and I'm sure that the writer is picking those lyrics because they're like, oh man, these lyrics in this song are like perfect for this. People are gonna love it. But I just see it and I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. I don't get it.
I get it
Never.
sometimes, but sometimes I like know the song.
Yeah, I guess if you know the song, then it works better. But especially if you have no idea what the song is, then. But even if I know the song, I don't.
Well, there's another book that we read. Well, is this Hell's Bells? There's another one that we read that had Hell's Bells in it. Maybe I read it. I get confused because when you pick
I
a
don't
book and
remember.
I pick a book, I pull the whole stack out. So if we have Geiger one, I read the entire thing.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
Yeah.
you grab all the issues. Then in this story it jumps to this weird scene where there's like three dudes with bags over their heads, and there's like or there's more than there's like six, eight, seven dudes or seven people with bags over their heads, and they have different animals on the bags, and there's like these three people like staring at them, and they're like up against the wall. And then there's
I
this
did not get that at all. Like in the story, I didn't understand how that played a part. I didn't understand how the music played a part or the piano played a part. And that's what I had issues with. Maybe if this was on film and I could see it, like
connecting
work together.
the different things,
This,
which
yeah.
and I do, because the I do know that like the so when the three people are watching them, they're watching, and then this weird dude with like this, I don't know, symbol on his head, like a black bag or something on his head, jumps in and starts like sniffing the different dudes with bags on their heads.
But they all have like animal symbols on their head.
Right.
So I'm wondering if like this kid that we introduced to is the wolf, and the other ones are like, oh, here's an elephant, and here's a donkey and a chicken. I don't
Yeah,
know.
that could be.
Something like out of Sweet Tooth. I don't know.
Yeah, and then the kid back at the house with the father or whatever, he's finally had enough, and the wolf the his wolf head, so he has like a second head that's a wolf, and it attacks the father and eats him. And then yeah, what happens? So then I forgot about this. Dude playing the piano gets killed. Is that like the mother maybe? Or I don't know who's
I have
like
no idea because it's in silhouette. Like, it's
yeah.
not. And I don't
So
even
anyway,
I don't
whoever's playing the
understand this
piano,
organization with the kids with the bags over their
bags on
heads.
their heads. I wonder if the one playing the piano, maybe it's like the mother like playing the piano in the other room, and maybe they're saying like she's ignoring what's going on in the house. So he kills her? I don't know.
And he
Yeah.
kills his mother too.
Yeah, that could be. But then yeah, so the people at the weird house, so the weird guy with the symbol on his face picks one of the bag-headed people to be killed, so they kill the bag-headed person. And then we jump. I have to look at my notes now.
It's almost like they put a nail gun to that kid's
Yeah,
head.
they take one of the, I think it's one of those whatever they're called, like
Where
the
they do the
bolt.
cows and stuff.
Yeah, the bolt
Yeah.
thing they use around cows. We used in that one movie. Oh, then we jump to, is it the wolf? It was the wolf kid, one of the kids at the beach or not?
I don't know.
Or is it
This
another kid?
is so confusing.
I think it's another kid. Yeah, it's another kid.
Bill, this is such a confusing book, and you're leading me down why I'm confused. Because you can't even explain what kid it is,
I
or
mean, yeah, but I understood it when I read it. It's just in retrospect or trying to remember back. Yeah, these are different kids. There's some different kids at the beach, and they're getting hassled by these bullies. And then one of the kids starts like these pink like bubbles start popping out of his skin. and they like attack the bullies like with because they're like acidic or something. So the bullies freak out and everyone's freaking out because the kid doesn't know what happened to him or why these pink things are forming on him.
Yeah,
And
this
then I
is
think
weird.
the cops are at the Wolf Kid's place investigating. And then there's some like I don't know if he's an FBI guy or something who's there. Or I don't think no, he's not an FBI guy because he starts beating up the kid. And then the wolf comes out again.
Yeah, I was very
So basically it
confused.
seems like it's about these various kids who have these abilities, like the wolf kid and the bubble kid. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Obviously, you didn't.
No, I gave it a 2 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
It did not work for me.
I
I
know.
didn't get it, and I didn't get the way the art worked with the story and like what I was supposed to be feeling or understanding. I just felt lost. What I got is that I think there's a bunch of mutated kids that have special abilities,
And
and
there's
there's
some
an
secret
organization trying
organization.
to kill them or control them. I don't know. And there's a piano player that got murdered, and I don't know what the hell happened.
Yes. I think you got it. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, it seems like it's building to a, like you said, there's like some conspiracy and some secret group and we don't yet know where these kids came from or why this is happening, but I do like the concept of the werewolf kid where he still has his regular head in addition to the werewolf head.
Yeah, but the werewolf head seems to have like a mind of its own.
Yeah, and at the end it kind of took over him.
Yeah.
I think his regular head went away at the end, and he just became the werewolf.
I'd be curious to see where it goes. I don't know. It didn't work for me.
I liked it.
I
It
don't
worked
like
for
to
me.
be like lost, and I wasn't like lost curious either. There's times where I'm lost curious and
I wasn't lost in terms of what was happening in the story. I mean, I still don't know the bigger picture or what's going on, but that's fine.
for a number one, though, I didn't think it gave me enough, for sure.
It gave me enough. I understand that there's the two boys, there's the bubble boy, and then there's the wolf boy. And
And
we
there's
saw
a
the bad
secret organization.
Yeah, we saw the bad guys, so we know that they're going to come after these kids at some point.
But it didn't give like a coherent boundary. I don't know, like
What do you mean? A boundary in
It's
terms
a
of
bunch of
what?
ideas. Like I don't know. There wasn't
Yeah,
anything
we don't
like
know how the
to
stories are
emotionally
connected
attach to
yet.
anything, except
There
for
was
maybe the
emotion. The
kids
poor
that
kid
are
had to
picked
kill his
on.
dad, who was beating the shit out of him. That's not emotional.
Maybe
And the
the
kid's freaking out
piano,
because there's
maybe
a
the
wolf coming
piano
out
and
of
the
him.
music just drowned out the emotion
I
for
know. I
me.
think you're hung up on the music and the piano. We'll say that was the mother, and she was like just sitting there playing the piano all day while the father was beating up the kid, not stepping in. So the kid was like, "Fuck you," and ate her. Thanks, Mom, for all your help. Welcome to my wolf head.
I'm gonna see if somebody reviewed this. Wow, somebody gave it a 4 out. It was Bill Bomer gave it a 4 out of 5.
I did give it a 4 out of 5. I enjoyed it.
Several teens that they
Yes,
have
teens.
out of the ordinary abilities that are triggered
Yes,
by
wolf
high
heads.
stressful situations find out
Yes.
if they. Wow, this guy's really not grammatically correct. Find out if the government can bring them home. What does that mean?
I don't know. We'll bring them home. What does that mean? They were already at home.
Saint Abigail's Institute, which I don't even think we
See,
got
nope.
introduced to Saint Abigail, creates monster teenager and have somehow let those teenagers become adopted. That's
Yeah,
weird.
that was
That's
not
not
in.
in the thing.
Oh, we
Now their
did learn that
powers
they
are
were
showing
adopted.
up
They were
again and the
adopted, though.
mysterious people are looking for them.
Yeah, I get that. They were adopted. They did say that, but I don't remember Saint Abigail's.
I need to read this because this guy's breaking it down. He's
He
not
must have
very.
read the second issue.
The way he reviews it sounds like it. The story is entertaining but isn't easy to read. I'm writing this review at the end of a long day and it isn't something to sit down and relax to. However, it is well-written dark story that will appeal to a certain crowd.
Yeah, me. That's me. Apparently, I'm the crowd.
I
I
want to read.
agree. I enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it too, even
I look
after a
forward to
long,
seeing
stressful
what
day.
these Wolf Kid and Bubble Kid and these other kids who are lined up in a with bags over their heads,
Everything I
what
say
happens
about
to them.
not liking it isn't towards the art. I kind of like Ludovica
Yeah, I did.
Serigotti. It has a like Riley Rossimo look to it to me. Like
Yeah, although
sort
maybe a
of
little.
line style.
Yeah, I liked the art. It was good. Liked it. I like
So
the.
that
I
was
tend to
my.
like the Black Caravan stuff.
I like everything that I've read so far. This is the first one that.
Didn't work. Yeah, it'll be interesting to
This
see.
guy, this guy's review is like he's read the entire series. It's so weird. I'm reading it and
He might
it's.
have. Maybe he got an advanced copy.
This is so weird. But the review was on number one, so it's like he's giving me all kinds of stuff that's not in the book.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, very weird. Well, let's go to another book that I wasn't sure how to, I was gonna like it or not because it, Ram V to me is like hit or miss. Like,
I tend to like his, yeah. When he hits good. Hits pretty hard.
yeah.
I like this one. What was it called? Where
The
is it? I gotta
Many
find it.
Deaths of Lila Starr.
Yes.
And this one I really liked. I gave
Me
this one a
too.
5 out of 5.
Me too.
I bought the $4.99 cover, which is the gloss cover, and it's amazing.
The foil
The
cover.
foil, yeah, it.
You know what I did? So I bought
What?
the regular cover, but after
Yeah.
I read it, I went on eBay and I bought the foil cover.
This foil cover is beautiful.
it was so beautiful. Yeah, it was because I love the comic and I was like, oh man, that foil cover. I love that foil cover.
Yeah,
So I had to have it, and it
for
wasn't
the
that expensive, so.
for this one I went and just got the foil cover and
You were smart.
I think with number two I chose not to get the foil cover, but number three I got the foil cover because I like number one so much. So I'll spend the extra buck for the foil cover and just get the foil cover. But yeah, this one clicked with me on so many levels and it's sort of about gods. They look like in India, in gods from India. At least that
Right.
one, at least the one woman does. They look Hindu, right?
Yeah, they seem to be derived from the Asian mythology.
So death is out of a
Oh my
job
goodness.
in this religion. And the main god, which has many heads, says, you know, there's going to be a baby that's born that's going to make your work obsolete because
Yeah,
people.
that's going to bring about immortal life.
Immortal life, yeah.
Yeah, that's why death is out of a job because he's like, hey, people aren't going to die anymore, so you're out of a job.
And they introduce you to a couple of characters. One girl is getting ready to jump off a building. She looks like she's bored to death with there's a party going on.
I think she
And
was contemplating her death at that point,
yeah,
killing herself.
she looks like she's bored to death listening to this guy though, like
Yeah.
not
Yeah,
paying
her mind
attention
is elsewhere for
to a
sure.
word he's saying.
Yeah. Oh,
And
can I just say I love the art?
yes, you can say that.
The
The art.
Felipe Andre art, or however you say his last name, Andrade.
Andrade, yeah, he's good.
So fitting for the story too.
Who drew this variant cover?
That's David Mack.
Oh my God, maybe that's why I love it so much. When he's on for me. Like in this cover, he's really on.
Yeah, and I love the foil. Oh, it's so nice.
There's sometimes foil works and sometimes foil doesn't. Foil really worked on this cover. It just the
Yeah, it's
backgrounds and the
nice.
way it's painted, oh, it looks great. I thought this was very good.
Yeah, it was kind of Gaiman-esque. I mean, I guess that's a given, given, death and gods and things like that, but it was really well written. Yeah, so what's her name? So Death comes back, goes to Earth basically, and goes in the body of this I guess it's is Layla
That's
Starr the
Layla
one that
Starr,
jumped
yeah.
out the window? Yeah. So it goes into the body of Layla Starr.
Brings her back to life, which is cool as hell, but she wants to go there for a reason because she knows the baby
She wants
that's
to kill
gonna.
the
Yeah! The baby that's gonna cause everything to be immortal is in that same hospital.
Right.
So she wants to go down there and kill the baby. I just like the concept of that. It's just so crazy.
It's great. It's great.
And then she gets killed.
Yeah. Well, she also she when she comes down, she can see a, there's a ghost that she can see, like this little girl ghost. That's kind of helping her.
And changing her mind, I think. Because she has the opportunity to kill the baby and she doesn't.
Yeah, she convinces her not to.
And then the hospital people are after her, so she's like running away for her life, and she gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
This was really great. I actually could say I loved it. Like
Yeah, so did
I
I.
thought it really hit.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, this was the first one that I read of the bunch, and
Ooh, started.
it
Yeah, I think
started
it was one
off
of the
out the
earlier
gate.
ones. Yeah, one of the early ones I read as well. Yeah, this is great. I'm excited to read the rest of it. Just the it was a perfect mesh of the art and the writing too. Like the art was so perfect for the story.
Yeah, I have 2 and 3 here. It was the only series that we read that I didn't read the subsequent issues.
Yeah. So
But
you're done the work.
I have them on tap today. The one of the things this weekend I didn't get to read a lot while I was on that trip, because I took my iPad and I read digitally, so like I got caught up on a lot of X-Men stuff. But I didn't get to read a lot, so I read all this stuff this weekend, and I had 3 weeks worth of comics to process, because I got back. We put a hold on our
Mail.
FedEx,
Yeah.
and then on Monday I got 2 boxes. Boom! That was 2 boxes, and I had to process it all. And then yesterday I got a third box, and you can imagine how many comics that is. Plus I had another bag that I had from Ed's that I hadn't processed, and then a bunch of collected editions. So yesterday night I spent all the time entering all that information into the database.
And is that experience enjoyable to you, or is it just overwhelming and stressful?
Not stressful. I don't mind that part. I mind the parts that make things stressful for me are, I wish I had more time because as I'm going through them, I'm like, God, I want to read this now. Like, I want to read this now. So, like, I want to take these like long breaks. So that provides a little stress, but I know that I have to like just marshal through it, right? And then the other part that gives me stress is like lifting boxes, and I don't mind the bag and boarding, but like lifting, and I start to realize you ain't a young man anymore. Like, you got things that are aching, and
Well,
you're having to lift a lot of stuff, and then you have to pop ibuprofen after you do comic maintenance. That's sort of weird, right?
Well,
But
yeah, one of the problems is it's easier to injure your muscles and nerves and stuff, and when they do get injured, it takes longer for them to repair.
right. And I even
I
told
did something to
Barb.
my neck the other day. Like
Oh.
about a week and a half ago, and it's better now, but it still
Yeah.
hurts a little bit.
It's
Like a
because
pinch.
you lifted a long box and were carrying it on your head. You're like,
That's
oh, if I have it on my head,
right. I use my neck
I.
muscles to lift the box. Certainly, I won't get injured.
Well, one of the things I got injured, and you might think this is funny, but it injured me pretty good in my hips, because I when I'm bagging and boarding comics, I love to sit like Indian style, like
You
Indian.
thrust your well, you thrust your pelvic towards the comics because you're
I
so
like,
excited.
yeah, getting so excited. No, I'm not like Daryl F in the chair, but
Doug can't do that anymore.
yeah,
He's
fuck
brought
the
his back.
chair. Oh! That came up on my Facebook timeline the other day, and I like watched it again. It's so funny because Daryl's there, and then it pans over to Keith, and Keith is doing it too. And then you're just staring and you're filming it. Oh man, we have some great times at cons, and I swear most of our best experiences are not at the con itself. I like to sit like Indian
You're
style,
sitting,
like they teach
yeah.
you in kindergarten, and that's like my favorite. But I couldn't get out of the position.
I don't think it's called Indi it's not called Indian style anymore
What
either.
is it called? Cross-legged?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Crisscross, something like that. Yeah, cross-legged.
That sounds
So what
weird.
happened? You couldn't get
But you know
up?
what I'm doing. I'm folding my legs, right? Yeah, I couldn't get up. I guess it's like a yoga thing too. I don't know. If
It's
if you lift your foot over
over your
a
head.
certain way, no, not over your head, then it could be like just a standard sitting yoga position, but I don't lift the foot like they
Oh,
do.
through, yeah.
Yeah.
Through their ho through your hole.
Like a pretzel. They look more like a pretzel, and I don't.
Yeah, that's the downward pretzel.
Yeah. The downward pretzel move. Maybe that's what we'll call it. But
Folded pretzel.
yeah, my hips, man, I couldn't like move it back.
You need to stretch your stretch before you
Before I bag and
start
board
comics.
comics, okay, it's like, okay, I had to make one an exercise video, like, for, are you getting ready to bag and board your comics? Okay, start
You need to
this.
stretch before you do something strenuous as bag comics.
That's what I'm gonna do for the Patreon, is come out with like a VHS tape that people could put in
Oh, there
their
you
like
go.
retro player and watch the stretching exercises before they
Before you
bag and
do
board
comic book
comics.
maintenance. No doubt. Very beneficial. Are you aging and have to bag and board a lot of comics? We have just what you need. Mike, comic exercises
That's
for
right.
old comic book collectors. For aging comic book collectors.
So another book that you picked that I thought was due, like I thought we hadn't covered a Zenoscope in quite some time.
Well, yeah, I forgot about this one.
This was Grim Tales of Terror Quarterly, H.H. Holmes. It was 72 pages, and it was a cover price of $8.99, which is kind of a high price point, but it's like, what, like 4 issues almost?
Yeah, what is it, 72?
72, so there are 20 pages a comic usually.
Yeah. Yeah, so
That's
it's almost 4 issues,
it's a
yeah.
pretty big beast.
So it's a deal, yeah.
I
Yeah, because even
really.
if it's 3 issues, it's still cheap. It's, yeah, $2.99. So it's the price of 3 issues, and you get more than three
Yeah.
issues.
I really like when Grim F Fairy Tales or Xenoscope does this, is they kind of like give you a backstory and then they like leave it and it could be a major character in their universe. Like there might be a mini series with this
Oh, later, yeah.
I guess she's just a security hotel guard at the
Ex-cop,
time.
right?
Ex-cop, yeah. But gosh, I like this.
Oh,
I like.
can we just say, like, the art in this was fantastic?
Yes, which is kind of unusual sometimes for interiors to be fantastic.
It was above the standard, I would say.
There's two artists too, and I think they work well
Yeah, there's one. Well,
together.
there's one for like the flashback, or for the, not really flash. Yeah, flashbacks. So the historical stories of H.H. Holmes. Because this is a thing where it looks like there's a person, a copycat killer, who's copying the crimes of H.H. Holmes, who is a real serial
Like a
killer
Vic,
back in the
is it
1800s.
the 1800s?
I'd never heard of him before, so that was cool. I
Is he
like hearing
real?
the, yeah, he is real.
Oh, I did not know that he was real.
And I'm assuming that the stories that they tell of his past are true stories.
H.H. Holmes, if he's anything like sort of real. It's interesting because it has like an architecture type.
Yeah, he was a sick dude because he basically, well, did he buy like a hotel or something?
Yeah.
And then he like put in like all these secret rooms and stuff where he could kill people, like torture people.
That's crazy. And he didn't care. Like he just go and torch. So it has like the Saw type or Hostel type of violence because he
Yeah.
would torture people,
Yeah,
but
it
he was a
was.
serial killer that looked very rich and like
Yeah, he was a hotel owner,
and then
and
he would get people to like sign to like that worked for him to sign papers. Oh, you're gonna have health benefits, you're gonna have this, you're gonna have that, sign right here. And everybody's so excited, yeah, I'm gonna sign. And they're basically signing not only that they're working there and they get all these benefits, but they're signing their life insurance policy over
yeah.
to him so he can make the money when they pass him, when he kills him.
When he kills him, yeah.
Yeah, that's so fucked up, man.
That's how he kept going.
I
So he
didn't
could
know this guy
afford
was
to.
real. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm looking real quick here. It says he was an American serial killer from 1891 to 1894, and he confessed to killing 27 people, but they f feel he there was more.
Oh man, I gotta learn more about this guy because this is, I had no idea, but it kind of introduced it like this guy's like Jack the Ripper kind of thing, you know, like
Yeah,
it even
yeah.
had a Jack the Ripper reference, and I was like, this was good. I and then I like how they had that other guy that was trying to bust him, you know, and who he turned out to be.
Yeah. So it opens with there was a woman who died in this hotel. And the main characters are there's a woman who's an ex-cop who got hired by the hotel owner to he basically gave her a bunch of money and said, come be my head of security. It's like, I know you're making probably, you know, 50,000 a year. I'll triple that if you come work for me and give you all these benefits. And she's like, okay. And then there's a cop that she used to work with, an older guy. Oh, I guess he didn't work with her. Who's assisting, right? Or was he a cop, or is he
Oh, he turns out to be a major go player, that's for
Yeah,
sure.
later you find out more about each of these characters and what they're actually up to. And then there's another guy, like the handyman of the place. But basically they come in and the inspector points out like things in the room, like he says like the there's like a hidden camera here and look at the phone isn't real and he explains what happened, like the gas was released into the room to knock her out. And then his theory is that this was all done by someone who's recreating, or not recreating, but copying the crimes of H.H. Holmes. So they break down the wall and find like a hidden room behind there, and they go deep within the hidden maze within the hotel.
And they fall
Yeah,
into
this
all
is
these different rooms,
really
and
good.
I
Yeah, the
like
horror
I
begins.
like the
Yeah.
whole swap, because there's a scene where he steps on like this button, and it causes him to slide into this one room, and you think the major hotel owner burns to death, but he doesn't. Like, it was already a body that he had already killed before and burned to death.
Yeah, so there's a
Yeah,
lot
it
going
throws a
on,
lot
yeah.
of weird stuff like that at you.
So it's interspersed with like the flashbacks of the actual Holmes and like the stuff he did. So that was interesting. Yeah, it was really well done. And this is written by Jay Standlin, who he did that wrestling comic, I believe. What was that one called? Off the Ropes or whatever, On the
Yeah.
Ropes. So I like his stuff.
The story by itself is by Joe Brusciaux, Ralph Tedesco, and Dave Franchini, and Jay Sandlin. So they were all part of it, coming up with the
Yeah, coming up
story.
with the story, yeah.
I didn't know
Yeah.
H.H. Holmes was real, though. Like, if I knew that was real, I might have bumped it to a 5 out of 5. I gave it a 4 out of 5, but yeah, this was a winner. Like, plus I'm glad you picked it, 'cause I haven't read a lot of Zenoscope since they switched formats,
Yeah,
and I thought
that's why
I
I
thought
picked
this
it. I
really
wanted
w
to.
worked. I thought it really worked. It's a one shot, and it gives you everything you need.
Yeah, that's why I picked it, is because I wanted to check out one of these quarterly to see
Yeah.
what they were doing with them. But
Yeah,
this
to
is
see if
fantastic.
$9 is really worth it, but it was a good read. I mean, it took quite a long time to read. There's a lot of meat here.
Yeah, it was a really good story. So if you're into serial killers and stuff like that and mysteries, it's definitely highly recommended. I can't remember
Speaking
what I got.
of serial killers, I read the next one, which is Red Room by Ed Piskor.
Oh my goodness
I gave this
gracious.
one a 5 out of 5.
That was fantastic. This is the one that I was most scared to read because I didn't know what the hell
When did he become such a visual guy? I don't remember.
You
I
mean in
know he,
terms of the detail?
well, I know he did the X-Men Grand Design, and before he
Yeah.
did that, what was that one we used to get at the cons from him? I forget what it was, but I own those trades. They're like in a weird format.
I'm not sure which you're. He did WYSIWYG. I don't know if that's what
That's
you're thinking
WYSIWYG. Yeah,
of.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I have that on, let me pull it off the shelf. I don't remember how detailed the art was on that. But I think it was, you're right, more like cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was still fairly detailed, though, but it was
This is like hyper
a looser
detailed, and it.
style. Yeah. And even Hip Hop Family Tree, I guess, was a little more detailed.
I didn't read that because I'm not a rap,
Yeah, you're not into that.
I'm not into that genre.
I got those because, well, I mean, I have an appreciation for that genre and I like some of it. But mostly I like the history aspect of it. Like I view those as like history books kind of.
Well, yeah, like he did with X-Men Grand Design, it's kind of like a history book too.
Yeah. This one is not a history book.
This one is not. And I was a little confused when I was reading it, but then things started to come together, And then what I ended up doing is I ended up reading the entirety of it and then reading like the first 15 pages again just so I could see how it
Okay.
progressed, because
Yeah.
I was a little confused about who all the players were. And then as I read on, everything started to make sense.
You know what helped me in terms of the figuring out the characters is when they show the variant covers. Where was it? There must have been a bigger
It's in the
image
inside
of it.
cover.
Yeah, that's very small though. How was I able to read that? I guess I was. Yeah, there's one variant cover that has like all the different characters and their names. So,
Yeah, Big Time Comics though. That's like a variant that you have to go to a
yeah,
specific
retailer, yeah.
retailer to get. I like that Sanctum Sanctorian Comics variant, 'cause that has the pulp books look to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it has
All these
the
covers are
cover
great.
book.
Even the Peach Momoko I like.
It is. And then the Jim Rugg is a Dan Klaus, an 8-ball homage. Yeah. But then, yeah, the art in this is like super detailed.
It reminded me of like a Mad Magazine style, but it was hyper
Yeah.
realized, like a lot of line work.
And I mean, honestly, some of the Mad Magazine art is very detailed as
Oh,
well.
it's fantastic. Well, I'm not saying that to be like an insult. It's not
Yeah.
like Don Martin, Mad
Right.
Magazine style. It's like when they do a parody,
Yeah,
like when Mad
movie
Magazine does
parody.
a movie parody or something. That's what it reminded me of, sort of.
Yeah, I could see that.
God, this was crazy.
Yeah, so the high concept of this is that there's on the dark web, there's these websites you can go to where you can watch people being tortured. So it's kind of like a, you pay to enter the room and then you give tips when,
Bitcoin. And
yeah,
now I know why Martin isn't so much into Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Now it all rings a bell. See?
Now you understand the purpose of
He goes
Bitcoin.
into the red rooms. That's what he does.
Who knows what rooms he's going to, yes, to spend his Bitcoin. This is, well, if you want an untraceable way of spending money on these illegal rooms. So this is just talking about probably just some of the, who knows how many different kinds of rooms there are out there. This just is just telling about these ones where people are tortured and killed.
I always wondered if it's real though, because there are some movies that play around with this genre. And then there was that other digital comic that I read that I told you about, which was about very similar with a Don, I can never say those,
Donna Matrix.
Donna Matrix. It was real dark like this too, in the fact that she would bring in all these people that wanted to. That worshipped her, and then she'd sexually sort of torture them until they die. But there's been a lot of movies that have played with this like dark web stuff, and it's freaky. Like some of those horror movies, they really have like a freaky aspect to them. And I remember Vince B was talking about, I don't know where he sees this stuff on YouTube and stuff, but it just seems really weird where like they'll have like these packages, or I don't know if they're real or not, but you watch a video and it's like somebody opening up like an unknown box, and it's like a foot or a toe, and it's like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't know. But this is very like torture rooms.
Yeah, it's and I like the way, so the way it's kind of portrayed in this book is he'll show like this the actual like screen, like a screen cap kind of the room as the torture is going on. You can read all the comments and you can see like who tipped the most and stuff like that, and how much the entry fee is to get in the room, because depending upon the popularity, it costs more to, or the popularity of the murderer. And then each of, that's another thing I guess you point out, is like each of the stars, I guess, of each of these videos. They have like a following. So there's one guy who dresses like a, and they all dress up in like costumes. There's one guy who has like a bag over his head. One guy's like a clown. There's a witch, like a, what's it called? The old-timey doctor kind of guy. There's one guy, it opens with a guy, Pentagram, who he is like a sewn together kind of scarecrow looking outfit on.
Yeah, Mistress Pentagram seems to be running an
She runs the show.
organization that has Crowley, Thelma, Horace, and the other one. Now she owns the Decimator and Major Slaughter because they're the same person. But the other companies that are competing with her, like Poker Face and Hemoglobin Goblin, and some of the others are her competition.
Yeah, it
So
sounded
it
like there's
shows
like
like the competition.
four different families that are, or five different families that are running similar rooms
But it's so
and
fucked
are
up
competing.
because they don't want to have like traceability back to her. So like this one fucker is getting shipped in a box like to her.
That's the torturers can't know where she lives, so they ship them. They knock them out and then ship them to the
It's
place.
so fucked up. Like that one guy looked like a corpse.
And they
Hazard
don't mind.
Paleface. Like
'Cause in this story, like they hire like a new torturer 'cause they find his videos online and they're like, "Hey, you're putting these videos on the dark web and you're not making any money off it. Come work for us." And I think in his first video, he probably makes more money than he does in his job, like in 2 years. So it's very profitable, and that's why they don't mind getting knocked out. Even though the one guy's like, "You don't, I won't tell anyone. You don't have to knock me out." But they're like, "Sorry."
Yeah. The one thing that I didn't get, and maybe you can explain to me, is the one guy was like a court recorder or some sort that worked with the police, right? The big guy.
I thought he was, he is a cop.
But he wasn't really like a cop, like a
Well, he's a, yeah,
detective.
he's a desk job.
He's a desk job with the police.
Well, he's a cop, but he's just working the desk. He doesn't work in the field, yeah. 'Cause he's old
But
and
one thing
overweight.
I didn't quite get the link is he's called at one point to say, "Hey, your wife and child are dead, but one of your kids lived." And
Right.
he doesn't seem like upset that the wife is dead. Like he seemed to care more about Bray Bray, his daughter. And I didn't get like I didn't understand that relationship. Like, did he want to kill his
Oh,
wife?
between his, I don't think he
Yeah.
wanted to, but yeah,
He seemed like he was happy that she was out of the way.
that could be, yeah, that might be the case. Maybe he didn't really
But he cared about his
care
daughter.
for
Like,
her.
that's the only time he seems normal, is like when
Yeah,
he's
with his
thinking
daughter.
about his daughter. But he, from what I understand, is this motherfucker was starting to do torture stuff on his own, and then the main female character found out about it and then wanted to recruit him. And then she recruited him to be his own, the Decimator. And he, it's so weird because they have like a farm full of people that are all deformed and malnourished and
Yeah, that's one of the twists is you find out how they're able to kill these people and not get caught,
But they
which
like
is
inbreed
quite
people
clever.
too. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're basically breeding
They have
people,
their own, they're breeding
farm.
people so they could torture them, and their whole purpose is to be tortured. It's fucked up.
That's very fucked up. And I did like at the so at the end of this, there's like an article or a letter by Ed Piskor, the writer artist, and he's kind of explaining where the idea came from and how it came to be. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, this was good. I mean, it was Exactly what I was expecting it to be. It did not let me down, and it did not. It wasn't too much where it turned me off, although it probably should have.
Well, it's not real gory until you get to those scenes where they do the action, and then you see like the downloads and how many people are on there chatting. That's when things get violent.
It was also interesting. So near the beginning, like two environmentalists are investigating this company that's dumping sewage into the whatever, the water, and then some guy comes and captures them, and then they end up going back to the place and getting killed. So I think that's alluding to a future storyline where whatever, however this woman or whatever company this woman is attached to or whatever, or actually, I wonder if
You think
the
she
stuff
might
they're,
work there?
or I wonder if the stuff they're dumping is like waste from the people, like the farm
It could be. It
or
could
something
be.
like that. I don't know. It was interesting though. Like there's, you wonder if at some point they're going to get discovered or if there's going to be something between the different families who own the different sites. But I like that it's not just a simple story about, it's not just about the torture and the horror aspect of it. There's more going on with the families and
Yeah.
with the possibility of them getting caught and stuff.
And this is from Fantagraphics, so
Yeah, and single
yeah,
issues, which they don't do
we
a
don't
lot of
cover too many
singles.
Fantagraphics. At least I don't. You do more than I do.
But you
But
cover the blubber or whatever that one is.
I've read a lot of Fantagraphics, and I blub yeah, Blubber or whatever that is, the Gilbert Hernandez, that's nasty. Holy mackerel.
I missed the boat on the singles on that one.
That is a whole lot of sex. Like,
That one's more sex, yeah.
that one puts like the extra X at triple X, in my opinion. Like it takes it one step.
Thinks it's a four X's.
Yeah, it takes it to four X's. And it's hard to believe that it's one of the Hernandez brothers doing it, I guess, because you always hear like Love and Rockets and
Yeah, highly
you
regarded, yeah.
Yeah, highly regarded, and you don't think that there'll be something like this, but
Yeah, Red Room, fantastic. I loved it. And this is a big first issue, too. 64 pages, another big one. I think that was probably just the first issue that's this big, though. That room.
I gotta make sure this is one I'm worried about in terms of me forgetting.
Oh,
I
because,
wanted to
yeah.
go to my order history and make sure I ordered the rest of them.
The next couple. Yeah, I'm getting this. I'm getting that in single issues.
Yeah, I have it. One, two, three, four. Yeah, it was good. And it was one of those spec books too, which is cool for him, that he caused enough controversy to make a book
Sell out.
sell out. So the one that surprised me the most that I didn't know, think I was gonna like, but I wanted to read, and I don't know why I didn't think I was gonna like it. Because we've liked in the past David Hein and Brian Haberlin
Yeah,
working
the
together.
Anomaly Studios stuff.
Yeah, 'cause it was the computer, but we've loved some of the stuff like Sonata, and we've really enjoyed a lot of it. Harley's rubbing in something and Barb has to go investigate. But the lighthouse is the one, and
Yeah, Jules Verne's Lighthouse.
I heard it has nothing to do with Jules Verne's lighthouse, at least from Martin and couple people that have done on Twitter, but Jimmy Palmiotti must like it because he retweeted it my post on Lighthouse, and it caused a lot of people commenting on it that I have no idea who they are. But yeah,
It is about a lighthouse, but a
it
sci-fi
is,
version of a lighthouse.
and it's like a sci-fi lighthouse that's in between like wormholes and stuff. Like
Right, it helps guide
it's
people
like a
through the
hub, and it'll
wormhole.
guide them from wormhole to wormhole
Right.
and world to world, and a lot of it's automated, so
Right.
they could almost like not do nothing, but they have a staff of like, I don't know, six individuals that are there to push buttons and
And
make
to, yeah,
sure
just
they know
maintain the
stuff if
system.
they have to maintain it and be ready to go manual if they ever are gonna
Right, if
have to
they
be
need to.
manual.
Right.
And the design of some of these, you don't you didn't get to see a lot of it, but you know how they have that one robot that takes care of the main character with like it looks like a smiley face head?
Yeah, the smiley face
Yeah,
robot, yeah.
that android is badass. Like I really like it. His name is Moses, I think. And there's some female characters, and then there's one guy that sort of runs the site.
Yeah,
And
the captain guy or whatever.
yeah,
Captain Felipe.
Felipe. And there's an anomaly on there where they go hunting. They're gonna go hunt something because they want to eat, and they like eating this. And they find a dead body, which really you see what how that plays out in future issues. But they find a dead alien on there, which is much like one of their coworkers. And then it gets into the world of like pirates. Like pirates come through the wormhole in to invade
Yeah,
the
they get
lighthouse.
tricked. Yeah, they get tricked by the pirates who are pretending that they're injured and they need help, but really they don't.
And I could just tell you it only gets better. Like it gets better with each issue. Like I'm so engrossed in it
I can see
that
that.
I want to like read the entire thing like right now. It is so good, and
Yeah.
I don't think I'll have trouble like remembering from issue to issue because it's so good. Like I'll remember, but
Well, it was good too, because it's one of those stories where you see like the pirates arriving and stuff, and they're like, "Oh, we need help, and you need to bring us in." And as a reader, you're like, "No, don't trust them, don't trust them."
yeah.
And then they bring them in, and you're like, "Oh no!" And it also has the perfect setup where there's like invaders on this station, and then there's a couple people who are like off. Like aren't with the main group and are like hidden away, and it's like, oh, what's gonna happen? How are they gonna help the main group escape and stuff and get
Yeah.
away from these bad guys? So it's a perfect little setup.
And Haberlin does a lot with that, like, digital
Poser or
type
whatever.
poser art.
Yeah.
And I will
The
say
digital models.
there he's getting better and better at it, like making it look non-poser, in my opinion. There are times when he has like a zoom out thing and you can really tell it's poser, but in terms of the characters and the way they look, I he God, they look great. They
Yeah.
look fantastic.
Yeah, I've always liked his stuff. And really, I mean, if that helps you do it faster, then I don't, why not?
Especially when if you're that effective at it, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
he's gotten good on
It doesn't look
the digital
as
side.
yeah, it doesn't look as like
Static.
static. That's
Yeah.
exactly what the term I was looking for.
Yeah, I didn't feel that at all either. It was very dynamic.
I gave this one a 5 out of 5, and
I remember. I think I gave it a 4 out of 5. But I'm
I
definitely in for the trade.
It was my top read, and there was a lot of competitions, but in all fairness, I did read 3 issues of it, so I have
Yeah, more of the story.
more of the story.
Oh, I forgot in my notes that it says that they suckered the captain because they said they had like 30-year-old scotch or something.
Yeah. And he fell for it
He's
right
like,
away. He's
"Ooh,
like, ooh, scotch.
scotch. I love scotch."
Did you find out what she was rubbing in? And that's like hardcore weed like area. That's not grass.
Maybe she was like in the ditch, you know,
Yeah.
between scratching her.
But yeah, that was really good. And then I read Orphan and the Five Beasts, which is
Yes, James
Stoko.
Stoko, yes. Yeah, this was.
What is Stoko's like? Does he fall into the like the manga influenced art, or is would you say his dynamic is more manga influenced than his
Yeah,
style?
he's definitely manga influenced. I mean, his first stuff that he brought out, the wonton soup, was really manga influenced. Some of his more recent stuff is less, but you can still see the manga influences in his art.
Well, he
But
tends to do like
it's a
a lot of the.
hyper detailed
Right, there's a
style.
lot of lines.
Yeah.
Like, hyper detailed, I always think of like when Avatar used to do stuff. They
Yeah.
would have these hyper detailed artists.
Yeah, Rip was totally
Yeah, Rip
always super
was like
detailed.
that. Well, Stoko fall. They don't have the same style at all, but they fall into that hyper detailed. Piss Corps too, in Red Room, I think you could say he's hyper detailed in
Yeah,
that.
was
Just a lot of line work. Like, you could see that fat guy
Yeah,
that
tons
was the
of little
cop, and you
lines.
see every hair on his back, like every
Yeah.
single hair, and you see like his belly flop over his pants, and you'll see like all the curvatures of his belly, and it literally looks like my belly, you know, like when it flops over. So it's like, wow, he's
That's
nailed
so
it.
realistic.
That's what we mean by hyper detail. There's a lot of lines, and you could see. Oh, Lesniewski, I would
Yeah,
say, is like that
he
too.
is a lot. Yeah, he
A
is.
matter of fact, Static, the trade came in for me just recently.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
This must be my next shipment.
Yeah, that just came in this last order.
Yeah, so this Orphan of the Five Beasts is a martial arts kind of story.
Yeah, very similar to things that you see.
Yeah, it's a very classic revenge type story.
Just like if you watch the one that just came out from Disney, Mulan, it's kind of like in that vein. There's this trainer that trained these five figures to defeat this evil in this town of his. And then those five entities, they turn out to be, they morph into, they started just and
They turned
righteous,
on
and
him, yeah.
they turn into evil. So it's up to the orphan to take down the
They
five
got
beasts.
greedy. I don't see my notes. Maybe I didn't take any notes on this.
And the first one he comes through is the Thunder Thighs, but that takes place in issue two. But that's his mission, is he has to go. First issue introduces Thunder Thighs,
Yeah.
because he kills a lot of horses from this. He just gets on them, and his
Yeah,
thighs
breaks their
kill the
back. Yeah.
horses.
Yeah, so this kind of tells the you meet the main character and the old guy, and he tells like the story of the man. I like the color. Did Stroko do the colors in this? Yeah, he did everything.
Yeah.
I always love his color palette.
Well, do you
So it tells
notice
the story.
the thing that the orphan is wearing? Like, when he starts fighting and he takes like his jacket off, it looks like he's wearing like octopus or squid or something. Like, it looks like it's very tentacle oriented around his neck.
I'm trying to
It's
find.
so weird. Well, if you look at the big panel where it says next issue, like on sale April 21st. And if you look at, he says, Beast of the
tentacles.
Valley, stand ready. You see those things around his neck?
No. There's nothing. Oh, like the. It looks like a flower or something.
It's not. You'll notice it more in the next issues.
Okay.
Not
but I mean,
so much
it's
in
like,
this issues, but
yeah, they're not really tentacles. They're more like
no, it's tentacles.
Flaps. They're like flaps of some sort.
If you read the next few issues, you'll notice that they're like.
They actually are.
It looks like it's like some kind of creature that he killed.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I like this. I quite enjoy this. It's a nice little story of protecting this village from the bad guys.
What did you score this one?
Dies. I think I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, same. I think issue 2 visually is a little bit better than issue 1, but it's because it's a huge fight scene.
Yeah.
That's where it looks like very anime to me in terms of like, you know,
oh,
when
the
there's
fight. The fighting,
speed line kind of fight scenes where they show one guy jumping and then on the other panel, the other guy's jumping towards each other.
Yeah,
and
with the speed lines.
Yeah.
And everything.
So we have The Good Asian. This is by Porn Sack.
Yes.
Porn Sack Pichette Schott. I can't find the credits on this.
I'm trying to find my notes.
I could always remember his name because it's such a weird name.
Porn Sack.
Is that how you pronounce it? Have you ever seen an interview with them?
No, but I work with a guy who's named Porn Sack.
It's not Porn Sack. It's Sock.
Sock.
Where's that name derived from? Is it Slavic?
I'm not
sure.
No, it's Indian.
It's Indian?
Yeah. I don't know specifically if it's... I guess I don't know if it's Indian or one of the countries around there anyway.
Yeah. This one talks of... If you've watched Warrior on HBO Max. This is in that vein, except a lot different. There's two things that came out, and I can't remember what the other horror is. There was that show on AMC, and they do like a horror theme. One was about a ship that was trying to go around the Antarctic or something like that, and then they ran across a mystical beast. And the next one was a World War II concentration camp for the Asian community where America put them in a concentration camp. And, God, I can't think of that series. Oh, it drives me crazy that I'm old.
But that's
kind of where this falls into. It shows the racism towards the Asian community in San Francisco of 1936.
Mm-hmm.
And this one detective who managed to succeed in life by becoming a detective in Hawaii and then coming to San Francisco. And he sort of grew up with this rich guy and... he's trying to track down a woman that left them, and that led him to San Francisco. I can't see if this guy's like a brother. The blonde kid is sort of like a brother, and the father's like in hospice in a hospital bed, sort of ready to die.
Yeah.
And, I don't know why he's trying to track down Ivy Chen. I think she just mysteriously left. And they think maybe the had something to do with the father being sick. I'm not sure. I like this. I gave it a 4 out of 5. But I didn't like it as much as the some of the other ones we read.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5. Not because it wasn't good, but just because I wasn't that into it.
Yeah.
It was well done, and the art was really good.
Yeah, I think I'll like it more as it goes on, but I gave it one of the lower 4 out of 5s in the bunch that we read. But the other one, Made in Korea, I really liked.
That I give a 4 out of 5 to.
This one I gave a 4 out of 5, but I was like close. I was really close to a 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, yeah.
It fell
Yeah,
into that
I can
like
see that.
same kind of story that we've seen before in terms of like artificial intelligence and making the ultimate AI to it seems like in the future that men and women can't have kids anymore.
Right.
And there's this company in Korea that's sort of making
Yeah,
software.
makes AI kids for people.
Yeah, makes AI kids, and this guy cracks the code to
Yeah,
sort of.
he works for the company, for the software company.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he figures out, they don't really say what he figures out, but he cracks a problem that they've been having, and then his coworker is like, "Did you do it on the computer, like the work computer? That means the company owns it." It's
I
like,
like that because the guy's so excited, right? He goes
yeah,
to
it's
the
like, "I did it, I
bar,
did it."
and the guy, his friend's like, "You came to the bar like instead of work? Like you must have." He goes, "I'm so excited! I did it! I did it! I did it!" And then he's like, "You didn't do. What did you do? You know, like I don't believe you. What did?" And then he starts talking to him, and he's like, "I hope you just didn't you didn't do it during work hours." And he's like, "Oh shit." And then he got like secretive because then he realizes what he did.
Yeah, then he deletes
He
it.
deletes it, but he preloads it into one
Yeah,
little
one AI.
girl,
Yeah, one
and
robot.
this couple that we're introduced to gets that child.
Right.
So yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it. Jeremy Holt wrote this, and George Squall or Shawl.
Shawl, yeah. I don't know what George Shawl has
Drew it.
done before. I don't recognize the name. But art was good, though.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, this
Yeah,
was.
this was, it was good. It flowed pretty well. And it's more set up, and we still don't know really where the story is going from here. Other than we know this little girl is special, but we don't
Yep.
know what the repercussions of that are going to be. And there's actually a backup story too, like a short backup story of a tale of a AI a A tale of a girl who grew up with an AI sister, and it shows her kind of going through her life. It's like Wordless and going through her life with this AI sister who never ages. Well, she grows up. So it's kind of cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it's more like world building, I think,
Right. Yeah.
for building the
Right. 'Cause
world
that's,
around the
yep.
story that we're seeing.
Yeah. I thought it was a good addition for that reason, kind of to open her eyes, like to think about what the world is like now in this reality where there are no kids except for these AI kids.
Yeah. And then last but not least was another 5 out of 5 for me, which was
Oh.
Geiger. I really like this.
Forgot about Geiger.
Did
I
you
did
not
read
read
it.
it?
I read it. I did, but I read it before. Like,
Did you get
I
the
think I read
Eric
it before
Larson
last.
cover?
I did the glow in the dark one.
Yeah.
I didn't even read. I don't know if I forgot that it was an Eric Larson cover. I knew I ordered it because it was a glow in the dark cover, but I couldn't remember
Well,
that
I
it
don't
was an
think
Eric Larson cover.
Eric Larson is not the glow in the dark. The glow in the dark, you could actually feel it. I think it's still a Gary Frank.
No, it's Eric Larson. Maybe this isn't.
Maybe you think it's glow in the dark
Oh, maybe I
because of
don't
the.
have the glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay, I stand corrected.
You got
I
the
remember
Eric
there was a glow
Larson
in the dark.
cover.
Yeah, I got the Eric Larson one.
The
It looks like it would be glow in the
glow in
dark.
the dark looks like Gary Frank, and they kind of like did the glow in the dark materials on it. Like it's
They
very
could. They should have
sandy.
done this glow in the dark because they could have glow in the darked his body.
This would have been a better glow in the dark cover, in my opinion, because the other one just has the guy in the hood.
They show a
You know,
picture of
guy
it
it has
somewhere?
Geiger and it
Let's
has the guy in the hood.
see. Oh, there it
And
is.
but you see the
Oh, it's not
skull
there.
if you put it in the dark. Do you
All
know what I
right.
mean? So it looks like human and then it looks like skull.
Oh, okay, I got you. I like this Eric Larson cover. It's fantastic.
That's a great cover. Gary Frank and Jeff Johns work well together. It starts off with a broadcast emergency. Well, actually, it's like foreshadowing about these two guys that are in suits with Geiger counters telling the story of
Right, what
the
happened to his
mil he has
family?
lots of names. The Joe Glow, the Man of Mass Destruction, the Walking Bomb, the Meltdown Man. They're telling the story about this Geiger, and it's kind of a stressful situation in that they're announcing on the TV, hey, you know, the bombs have been launched and get to your shelters. And Tarik, is that how you pronounce it? Tariq.
Tarek.
Tarik. He takes his family to the bunker that he had built,
Right.
and
The bomb shelter.
he's gonna get. It looks like he draws him with very little hair, like he's losing his hair, but he looks like a fairly young man, and his wife is there with his daughter and child. And then this other couple comes, and they like shoot him in the leg. I'm like, holy crap! He goes back to get the dog because the missile's in the air already. And he goes
Right.
back to get the dog, and this other couple, this guy like shoots him in the leg, and he's like, "We're gonna take your shelter." And it's him and his wife, and these two
Yeah,
people just,
dick.
yeah, what an asshole. And he sits there with his dog, which I don't know if the dog morphs into the two-headed dog later on, but I can kind of assume that happened,
Yeah,
maybe.
probably. Yeah, I'm guessing.
But the bomb went off and he survived.
Right, well, he tells his family, shut the door, shut the door.
Yeah.
So they close it. And then, yeah. And then he's like, tell him to open the door, tell him to open the door. But he's like, no. And then the bomb falls, so. And then he gets torn to bits by the nuclear explosion.
20 years later, there's these guys in the suits that are in his area. And they're salvaging for pieces of stuff. And they run into Geiger, and Geiger kicks their ass because they're on his property. And he's like, no trespassing, and him and his dog send those guys away.
Yeah, and
And,
they're well, they're and they're freaking out because they're like, he's not wearing any, because they're all in like protective
yeah, it's like,
gear.
how's this guy able to do what he does?
Yeah, how's he not dead? How's he not dying from the radiation?
And then you cut to a scene in Vegas where this guy is this king, this young king, I guess he lost his father recently, is now the owner. And you can think of this as like being in Vegas, like maybe an Excalibur, if you were to take
Yeah, I like how
Excalibur.
they open it. You can't tell what it is. You think it's like a regular castle. And then on the last page, they zoom out and show that it's in Vegas. Yeah,
Yeah.
at a yeah, castle casino.
And this kid is throwing a tantrum. First, he wants to kill his artist because he didn't draw him well enough, killing a dragon. And then he throws another fit because they didn't bring supplies back like they were supposed to because of Geiger. And he says he's coming for him. And then at the last, it gives a map, which I really like.
Yeah, that was cool. That
This is
was
really cool because it takes like parts of Vegas if you've ever been to Vegas, and like Caesar's Palace belongs to Nero, and you could see the king is like Excalibur, and Manhattan is New York, New York, and Treasure Island is like Goldbeard, and it's just really cool. I wish
Yeah.
there was a place in Vegas called the Karloff.
The
I don't know
Karloff.
what that I don't know what that one maps to.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The
But
Karloff.
that is pretty cool.
Yeah, so basically they're saying that there's like different gangs or leaders in each of these hotels. So it's the different factions, the leader at each of them.
I
Yeah,
really
that's cool.
like it, and there's so much more story that gets built upon in issue 2 and 3 that you learn more about the main character because you get flashbacks, and you learn about the different you learn about the king a lot. He's an asshole. He's obviously the big bad of the series, but we don't know if there's more of them because each one of these owners of these Las Vegas
Hotels, yeah.
kingdoms could be an asshole.
Do you meet any of the others
You,
in subsequent
in the
issues?
third issue, you meet let's see. You meet Bonnie Borden.
Okay.
She's the one that looks like a roaring 20s dancer in the Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was great. I gave this another 5 out of 5. So I had like 4 5 out of 5s and a bunch of 4 out of 5s.
I gave it a 4 out of 5. I had a lot of 4 out of 5s. Only one non-4 out of 5. Only one 3 out of 5.
For this week, I only had 1 3 out of 5, which was Let Them Live, number 6, which is a digital comic only. Hosted by Ambush Bug. It was the only Let Them Live that I didn't give a high number to. Have you heard of Let Them Live?
I have to look it up because it's such a generic name.
It's hosted by Ambush Bug, and what he does is he tells stories of unpublished material. So these are stories that are like inventory stories that never saw the light of day.
Okay.
And they've gone through like Batman, Nightwing, Kid Flash. This one focused on Crush and Arrow from the Teen Titans. It was probably the weakest of them all, but they've had some really good ones. Like the Batman one was like a 5 out of 5. It was really good, and the Nightwing one was really good. And then there's been a couple of them, like the Kid Flash one and this one that were just average, and the Green Arrow one was really well done as well. But it's kind of funny because Ambush Bug is like the Crypt Keeper who introduces the stories,
Yeah.
so it's pretty neat. And then Broken Souls is the other one that I rated low. But Tom King's Strange Adventures, man, that's really good. I'd recommend that one.
No. Yeah, I did like the first issue of that one.
It's really
That
you
come out in
have to be
trade?
in for the long run. It's not done yet.
Oh, is that a 12-issue
They
one?
have 12 issues and there's 2 more to go, but I got caught up to 10, and the
Still
Endless
good.
Winter, yeah, the Endless Winter story that crossed over multiple books was a really good crossover. I really liked it. That was a Justice League story with King Frost or the Frost King, but that was really good. And then I've enjoyed X-Force and X-Factor that I've been reading. I like that whole Krakoa thing. I think it's coming to an end the way things are pacing. Like I don't think that mutants are going to be immortal or brought back to life very much longer.
Yeah, well, they have that trial of Magneto,
Yeah.
which kind of indicates that stuff's starting to fall apart.
Yeah, the one crossover that was called X of Swords, that was annoying 'cause the way I'm reading it, but
Yeah.
it's not.
I think I read the first
It
issue
feels
of
like a real disruption in the story arcs. It's like
that. Interesting.
It's like Hickman came up with, we got to have a crossover, and then they just interrupted the books. Like they didn't like naturally flow into it at all. It just like it's like a total disruption.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to eventually. I'd like to like those read the whole thing. I probably just get the omnibuses or hardcovers from the library and just kind of plow through them.
And then I
Because I would
read
like to read that
the
storyline.
Superman red, blue and yellow, or you know those colored books
Oh,
that
red,
they,
white, and blue or
yeah,
something, yeah.
those ones are interesting, but they're like any anthology. Like there's some stories I think that people
Right.
really like. There is some interesting people they get to do. Like there's a Michael Feffey, Michelle, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of indie creators doing their take on Superman. So if you're
Yeah, I
into
think I
seeing
got the first
a lot
one.
of different creators take on Superman and in a lot of different stories, then you'll probably dig it. But it's in like an anthology. Like there's some stories that I thought were just and then there were some stories that I thought were fantastic. So you kind of like end up with an average, if you try to average all the scores.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It seems that's usually the case.
Only one that's been different for me is like heavy metal. Like it's been really good lately. Like really good.
Yeah.
But is there any TV or movies you want to mention?
No, I think I just have the usuals. I don't think I've watched anything.
I think the only thing we watched is what did we watch? What was that movie last night? Shadow in the Clouds. Have you heard
One
about this
is,
one?
I probably have, but I don't remember which one that is.
I can never get this actress's name, even though I like her a lot.
Let me look it up,
She's
Shadow.
hit girl. She was in Greta too, which I really
Oh,
praised.
yeah. Moretti or something? Is that her name?
Shadow in the Clouds. It's such an unusual movie because as you're watching it, half of it takes place in one of those turret like gunner turrets in a World War II bomber.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? This is just like a stressful thing, like if you're watching Buried Alive movie or something like that. But it turns out to be really bizarre. The writers, well, Max Landis is one of the writers, and the director is Rosaline Liang. But it stars Chloe Grace Moretz, which is
Oh, yeah.
the one character. I wanted to see it mostly for her because I'm a huge
All
fan of
right.
hers and because it was World War II.
Yeah, she's
But
good. Yeah.
it falls
Good
into the
mix.
horror war genre, so it's like a weird war in heavy metal style.
Okay.
It's very bizarre.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It's on Hulu if you have it. It wasn't bad on Hulu because we don't pay for the commercial free, and
Right.
I think we saw like four commercials at the beginning and then saw the whole movie, so it was pretty darn good. I want to read some of the backstory of this because it's one of those movies like how did you ever get to pull this off? Like it was the gross. I wonder how much they took to make it, but it says the gross US was 156,000. That's horrible. The gross worldwide was 1 million.
What date was it released?
2020.
What date?
It was released right during COVID. So that explains why
Ooh,
it did so
yes.
bad. It was somewhere in 2020, but I don't see a date. I want to read more about it, but ever since IMDb changed their format, I can never find. It used to be like straightforward and. Oh, release date was January 1st, 2021, so it was the right before the outbreak here.
What was the, what did you say the date was?
Oh, that's this
Oh, April.
yeah, but it says 2020
The movie says 2020, but the release date says 2021. So I don't know. It's a filmed in New Zealand. It's weird. Max Landis, isn't he the guy that did American Werewolf in London? Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know if he did that. He did, he's done a bunch of stuff. Isn't he a controversial figure?
He might
He did the,
be.
he did that. What was that one Netflix movie with the Will Smith and the orcs and stuff in the city?
Oh, he did that one?
That we both liked that one.
Oh, Bright.
Yeah, Bright. He did that one.
He did that documentary, The Death and Return of Superman. What is this? I guess he's not the Landis that I'm thinking of. Maybe I'm thinking of a different
Oh, it
Landis.
looks like he did do American Werewolf in London, the remake, but it's not out yet.
No, but maybe his father did the real one. Is there another Landis?
Yeah, his father, John Landis.
Yeah, there. That's why I was getting confused. His father did American Werewolf in London.
Okay, was that John Landis?
So he's
Yeah.
gonna do a remake. Max Landis is gonna do one, huh? Did not know that.
Didn't Max Landis do some comics too?
Yes, he has, I think. Did he do Centipede? Or no, I'm thinking of Max Bemis.
That's Max Bemis.
God, I wish they would bring back the Atari comics from Dynamite. Those were so good.
I didn't like the
Holy
Centipede
crap.
one, but the other
Oh,
one,
I
Sword
love
Quest, was great.
Sword Quest was awesome, and Centipede I really dug.
Oh, Green Valley. That's right. And he did some Superman, American Alien.
Oh yeah, okay. That's what he did.
Yeah.
I haven't read Green Valley, but I have read the American Alien. That was really good.
Read the first issue of the Green Valley. It was good.
Oh, he did American Ultra. I've seen that movie too.
Oh, yeah. They
I
got the
didn't know
tr
he was the son of John
John
Landis, though.
Landis.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get the Green Valley trade. Maybe I didn't like it that much.
I bought it, but I haven't read it because I've heard good things about Green Valley.
Have to
It
look,
had good
never heard of that.
reviews anyway. Green Valley was direct to trade, so I don't know how you
There
got the
was a first
single.
issue. Maybe did it jump to?
No, it's just a.
That's a lie. Bullshit. I call
Oh
bullshit
no,
on
you're
that.
right. You're right. It was from Image Comics. I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of a Dark Horse books called The Serial Killer of Dark Green Valley or.
Oh, it was a hard cover. Maybe I was, I think I, maybe I was waiting for the soft cover, which never came out. Oh,
It says it did.
it did?
Yeah.
Kind of bullshit is this?
I don't
Yeah,
have
I'll
a
have to
date
look
to
up that
give
other
you,
theater.
but I have a hardcover listed and a soft cover. I didn't buy the. I bought the singles, but the.
The singles, the ones that
No, the singles. I
don't
made a mistake. I thought it was that Dark Horse trade. The Green Valley Serial Killer or something. I'm
Oh
thinking
yeah,
of.
the yeah. What was that? Green something. Yeah, I
You
know
know
what you're
what
talking about.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, that was a direct
That was
hard.
direct to trade
Yeah.
or OGN. But
Comic books.
anyway, if you want a movie, you can say, God dang, this is fucking ridiculous,
Oh, I
but
gave number
it's
one a 5 out of 5. Son of
and
a bitch.
see you didn't buy it.
I
See?
didn't buy. I
You're
didn't get the
flat.
hardcover. I was waiting for the soft cover. But maybe I'm it might have been that when the soft cover came out, I forgot. I and didn't notice it.
He's really good. This movie is one that you'll think you'll find a lot of flaws in, but I think it's purposely flawed. In other words, I think it's meant to have a ridiculous nature to it. So, yeah, if you have Hulu, check it out. For sure.
I do not have
Barb
Hulu.
didn't like it, I don't think. You weren't too crazy about it. You were in it. You said you're indifferent. You could see why I liked it, right? It was fucking weird. World War II and Gremlins, I mean. And the whole thing with the baby, it was just insane. Yeah. All right. I think that's it, other than I've been watching Star Wars Bad Batch on Disney Plus and I'm caught up. That's what I did on the trip is they had this really nice gym, so I'd go on the elliptical and treadmill and I'd watch Bad Batch and I like marathon through the I don't know 5 6 episodes I had missed and watch that. And it got me to say, Mike, you should finish the Star Wars Clone Wars because you got to season 4. And that's what I'm watching now. I'm watching Star Wars Clone Wars season 4 because I want to finish it. And it went 6 seasons, so watching that on Disney Plus. All right, well, we can wrap this one up. We'll call this one a shorter episode than usual.
Sounds good.
And we'll talk in 2 weeks. I think next time will be a previews and will be Spawn and Savage Dragon and Spawn Universe. You should have it by then, I think. You'll have to
Did you get?
keep me you'll have to keep me apprised.
Yeah.
Ant.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that yet?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Let me look.
But Daryl wants to join us if we're talking Spawn. I think he's been getting into Spawn, so he wants to have a guest spot in there to talk about some Todd McFarlane comics for a while.
Can't. Oh, yeah, Ant should be my next order.
And probably
Yes.
your Spawn universe, I would think, is
Yeah, I
in your
gotta.
next
That's
order.
what I'm gonna have to decide, like, what I'm gonna do once there's so many Spawn titles. If I want to get all
All
of
of
them, or if
them.
I just want to get the main
Well,
one.
Spawn Universe is a one shot.
Yeah.
So Spawn Universe launches King Spawn and the other books.
Gunslinger
Yeah.
Spawn.
You'll probably want Gunslinger Spawn is my guess.
I do love Gunslinger Spawn.
His toy looks awesome. My God, I saw Todd McFarlane showing it and I'm like, God, why do I want this toy? But I'm trying to cool it on the
What's the
toys.
other one? Scorched.
Yeah.
One.
Should be
Super
good,
Hero.
and he's got a Sam and Twitch show coming out somewhere. Those books
Wow.
started to spike, unfortunately, because I didn't finish it before they
Oh
went
man, I don't
nuts.
think I have all of those either.
I gotta look it up real quick.
So many series
Twitch.
that I can't.
You can't keep
They're
up
gonna
with
be hard.
Hollywood. You can't
It's gonna
keep
be
up
hard.
with
Yeah, it's gonna be
Hollywood.
hard to complete because Hollywood screwed me.
Well, I have one. That's the one that's spiking right now. So, I
I'm
think I
curious
need
if it's live.
22, 24, 25, and then I have all of that first series. And then you have Sam and Twitch the writer, which I have none of them.
I
That's only
have
four
three of them.
issues of the writer.
Yeah.
And I think is that it?
Yeah, I'm only miss Sam and Twitch. I'm only miss No, there's Sam and Twitch case files. Did you say that?
Oh, I missed that. Let's see if I have any of those. I don't have any of those.
Oh,
I have
that's 20.
issue 22 of that.
Yeah. I have, yeah, I'm just missing sporadic issues. Like Sam, the proper series, I'm missing, let's see, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine issues of. Case Files, I'm missing about five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 issues of.
Well, you're ahead of me on those two because I'm missing the writer and I only have one issue of Case
Case
Files.
Files. Yeah, I always liked the Sam and Twitch stuff.
So I did finish Creech though. I only have one issue of Creech to go.
Creech?
Yeah.
I only have
Or
maybe
is it
one
not
issue.
Creech? Is it Creech?
There is Creech. There is the Creech. I don't know if that's what you're thinking of.
It's the Todd McFarlane Company thing.
I think it's definitely Image. The Creech is some kind of big monster-looking dude.
Yeah.
I just have number one. And Out for Blood number three.
How do you spell Creech?
Creech.
Yeah, that's it. That's from that's Greg Capullo.
Oh, that Capullo. Oh, I wish I had those. How many issues were there?
Three issues.
Okay. I had the first one. That's probably good.
I'm not thinking of that one though. What am I thinking of? God dang. That was Todd McFarlane. I know I have to fi finish the Salmon Twitch and I need to finish the Kith, the Kith, the Kith
Oh, the
Psycho
Kith? Yeah,
Circus.
Kith.
Psycho Circus.
I don't care about the Kiss.
That's Angel Medina, Barb. That's an inside joke. But
Hey,
Brian.
did you, speaking of the Creech, did you see the Creeps change the name finally?
Yeah, I saw it. They changed it to the Shudder, just like
Shudder.
the channel. And
Yeah.
there was comments in there, wasn't Shudder gonna sue you now? And he said, no, we've already looked into that or something. I guess when you
Yeah, I'm
have
sure he has
something
lawyers.
media way or it's different than if you have something in print.
Right, if they didn't
If
get
they didn't get
the,
a certain copyright on it, yeah.
yeah, if they didn't get the copyright on the magazine name or whatever, the book name.
Well, at least they got out of that court mess. That's good. You know, like.
Yeah, I figured something like this was going to happen because I figured he didn't want to probably spend the money to try and fight it to the
Remember I
nail.
told you about the like internal war with the guy Rich Salas and I
Oh,
guess the
the
Erie guy
Erie.
that got, does the
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
Yeah.
There was a comment in that little thread about, well, why doesn't Erie get sued?
Yeah, that's what that is the
I
next question. It's like, how long can it be before he gets sued?
was So yeah, it's there is another Kickstarter that I, if you're into anthologies like Creeps and Eerie,
Or Shudder.
Shudder,
Camilla.
there's a sci-fi one out by our friend Marcel Dupree called Speed of Light, and I'd recommend it. I just got the first issue this week, and it looks fantastic. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Is it a
It's
comic or is it a magazine?
magazine black and white style
Really?
format. Yeah, I'll take a picture of it and put it on our
Must have missed
Geek
that
Brunch
one.
site. I think you could still order it if you want, Bill. There's gonna be a Speed of Light number two on Kickstarter,
Yeah, I'm
and
sure I
he'll
can
have
just
it so you can order one and
yeah,
two.
get both of them, yeah.
Yeah. So, I. If you like to try like these anthologies, which I do, like that Eerie one is really good, and Creeps, and Vampirist Camellia, those they're just fantastic. See, those ones I wouldn't cut if we're talking cuts, they would stay. I like those. Even the Kickstarter, I've been really, really pleased with four issues that have come out
Theory.
with that. They're not artistically at the level of Creeps, but they are damn good.
And for Erie, is Mike Hoffman doing all the art in those, or are there different artists?
Different artists.
Okay, so is it just an
He does a
anthology?
lot, yeah. Those ones are priced really well. They're lower than your typical Kickstarter fees.
Yeah, well, isn't like it costs about as much as a usual single issue
Subscription,
of a comic,
yeah.
but you're getting a magazine
It's almost
instead.
like you're getting a subscription too. Like
Yeah.
the shipping isn't great. In other words, you might have a couple of creases and stuff, but other than that, it's like if you had a magazine subscription.
Okay.
Yep. But I guess we can wrap this one up. You can reach Bill at DBM00. You can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter. And our emails are mike@comicbooknoise.com and bill@comicbooknoise.com. And we're located at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can leave an iTunes review. We probably hadn't had one since, I don't know,
Do people still
2001.
use iTunes to listen to their
Well,
podcasts?
I know that Rob asked for them. Rob Liefeld asked for iTunes reviews, so somebody has to be leaving them because he reads them
He
sometimes.
get some?
Yeah, because he gets them. But I guess we're not as good as Rob. But we can't be
Not
as
as
good
good
as
as
Rob
Rob. We
Servations.
can't all be Rob, yeah. We don't have his insane passion.
Popularity. Well,
If only we had created
maybe if we got to revamp New Mutants, we would be popular.
If Marvel would only give us our chance,
Yeah.
I'm sure they would be happy with the results of our artistic.
How's the get how how's the your comic coming? Have you made any new leeway on
Progress?
it? Yeah.
No, nope. I need
Okay.
to get on that.
You're procrastinating like me. But you're farther though. You're close.
Yeah, I
Don't
just
you
need to
just
get
have to
the
put it
Kickstarter
together?
together. Yeah. And yeah.
How do you do that?
Get the
Do you
formatting and
have any
stuff.
idea? I mean, not how to set up the Kickstarter, but how to print it, and
Yeah,
I don't
well, I
know.
mean, I did
Can you
the.
get like a proof before you print it or something like that to make sure it looks right?
Yeah. Yeah, usually, well, yeah, because the print on demand stuff, or not print on demand, the digital printing stuff, yeah, they usually have like a checkbox or whatever where you can check to receive a sample copy of it beforehand or whatever.
Okay.
So yeah, you'd get a single issue to check out before. It's not too, it's I mean, for Alfie and Mr. Bubbles, I printed that little mini comic.
Yeah.
And that wasn't too bad, so it was pretty straightforward.
And then you just have to set up, get approved. I didn't realize that Kickstarter had an approval process.
Yeah, they do. Well, they don't want junk. People just putting whatever up there.
Yeah, it's weird that they had a there's one I supported that was pretty vulgar. I think it was like a Hercules book or something like that. But Atomic Hercules,
Okay.
real violent and sexual, and I guess the second one got rejected. That's so weird.
Oh, really?
The first one got accepted, the second one got rejected, so I liked it.
Yeah, I remember hearing, I remember you talking
Atomic
about that one.
Hercules, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine will probably get rejected, but I'll end up on Indiegogo where I hate it, but where all the comics gators are. I'll be like the guesser.
They were there. Are they still there? Are they still around?
I think they're still around. The reason I think so is because they were. There was a couple of our friends, well, not friends, but followers and stuff, and people we follow that were fi posting things that were indicating that the Gators were back at it. I was kind of upset to see there was an article released. And I know that Warren Ellis had done bad, okay? Like I don't exactly know
Yeah,
what
he
he
just
was
released
involved in.
I subscribed to his newsletter and he stopped it obviously when the allegations were made, but he just released a new email of his newsletter,
And what did it say? Did
like
it
last
any
week.
significant or?
He was just saying like he probably shouldn't have been offline for that long, and he wanted to update everyone and said that he's been in therapy for the past year and he's trying to work on his issues and stuff.
Yeah, 'cause there was something leaked on Newsarama or something that he was gonna come back with Temple Smith and finish Fell.
Yeah, he did. He said, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. Ooh, it is Fell. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But he did say that the reason that's what prompted him to release this newsletter, because he didn't know that that was going to get leaked. Like, that wasn't a plan that it would get leaked. So he was kind of upset that it got leaked.
But then Image said they won't do it until, I guess, certain forgiveness is, I don't know. I don't read their letter entirely, but it
Yeah.
sounded like there still has to be like things that,
Criteria,
yeah,
yeah.
criteria that they'll even accept him again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what he did?
Not
Like
pers not
did
exactly.
he do something physical, like
I
to
think
use his position of power
yeah.
to.
I think that what he and I mean I could be wrong on this, so this is my understanding of the situation, which I'm obviously not privy to any special information. But I think what he did was he used to have like a forum and stuff.
Yeah.
There was I wasn't part of his forum, but I think it was pretty popular back in the day. I mean, this is back when forums were the
Big
place to
thing.
be.
Yeah, like what was it, Forum for Geeks, where we
Yeah,
used to hang out.
and so he would befriend young women on the site and then hook up with them, and then I guess he like with no intention of continuing a relationship with them or anything. He was just in it for the sex or whatever, and then pretty much just ghost them and never contact them again. And I don't know, he may have promised them things. I'm not even sure, and I'm not sure what kind of manipulation techniques he used to seduce these women or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was like a horrible thing, but it was certainly a sleazebag thing. And I'm sure some of the women were, significantly hurt by his actions.
Yeah.
But I don't think he did anything illegal or anything like that. At least that's my understanding.
Well, it seems like it
So.
might be still a whiles before we see any more Warren Ellis. Unfortunately, yeah, he might be working on something, but I don't know who's going to publish him.
Right, it may be a while before.
He
I'm
might
sure he's
have
at
to
least.
self-publish for a while, just to
Or he may
get.
be working on books. Like, he could stack up some books
Yeah.
in the meantime.
But Fell was awesome, so I would be happy to
Yeah,
see that again.
I think I have a full run of Fell.
That one, and if he came back and finished Dr. Sleepless, man.
Oh, baby. He needs to do that.
Those were. Whoa!
Whoa, I think I hurt my ears.
Oh no. Do you hear? You have tinnitus now.
Oh no, I'm missing an issue of Fell.
What?
Son of a missing number six.
Should be
I
easy to
don't even
get.
one issue I'm missing. Yeah, that should be no problem. A couple bucks.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk in 2 weeks and have a good one.
All right, you too.
Tell Melanie I'm sorry.
I will let her know. Thank you.
And Barb says sends her sympathies as well.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later.
All right,
Take
bye.
care, buddy. Bye.